Pastor Anderson here. How you doing?
Hey, Pastor. I'm good. Something I've been wondering for quite a while now is subject on immigration. The cities in the Bible, they all had walls built, and also the Bible says to not oppress strangers and to welcome them. So how, what should be our view as New Testament Christians on immigration?
Well, the walls weren't really around a country. They were just around cities. And that was more so that everybody could go inside the city, shut the gates, and defend against an invading army or something like that. But when it comes to immigration, you know, that's a big issue in the United States today because people talk about these illegal immigrants or being a drain on our resources and whatever. But, you know, I don't really think that that's the issue. The way I look at it is that if you had a pile of sugar on the table and a bunch of ants are getting in the sugar, you know, you don't build a wall around the sugar. You know, you remove the sugar and then the ants have no motive to come and get the sugar. And what's going on is that in the United States, there's all this free stuff being given away and all these benefits and welfare and free schooling and free healthcare. So people would come here to want to get those things. And instead of trying to build a wall to keep those people out, you know, why don't we just stop giving away all the free stuff and, you know, have a minimal government? Because, you know, I see people talk about, well, I don't want illegals getting these benefits. I don't want illegals getting this free stuff. But I don't want anybody getting free stuff, whether legal or illegal. You know, I want a minimalistic government. Now, when it comes to immigration, another issue that people will bring up is like, well, they're not paying taxes or whatever. But that's not really true because the illegal immigrants, they do pay taxes. They pay sales tax, property tax, fuel tax. And also when they work, they typically will use somebody's social security number and end up paying into that system as well. And I remember they passed some really strict laws in Arizona against illegals, and it caused a bunch of illegals to leave, and it actually harmed the economy a little bit in Phoenix because if a bunch of people leave, it's a bunch of empty houses, a bunch of businesses that aren't getting business, whatever. Now, one thing I do believe is that if people come here to the United States, they should not come here and try to bring their culture and their language and try to push that on us. You know, people who come to the United States should come here and speak English and, you know, assimilate into our culture. You know, and especially when they come from these messed up countries and then they want to try to turn our country into some, you know, junky place like they came from. You know, why don't they just go back if they like that language and culture so much? So, you know, I think that if we just stopped offering services in English or outside of English, if we stopped offering services in foreign languages and giving away a bunch of free tuition, free healthcare, free food stamps, free this, free that. Then, you know, if people want to come here from all over the world and learn English and work hard and become an American, then I think it's great. The more the merrier. It'll help the economy. So.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. God bless. I don't get mad at people who cross the imaginary line into the United States because, you know, if I were living in a messed up place and I could make a better life here, I'd probably come here too.